From Southwest Airlines headquarters, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. You may have heard that Southwest Airlines is in the bidding process for Frontier Airlines, which is in bankruptcy. Earlier this week, two of our executive vice presidents participated in a teleconference with reporters from around the country. The following is an excerpt of the full hour. To listen to the entire phone call, you can go to the blog portion of blogsouthwest.com, and at the bottom of the blog entitled Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly on Bid for Frontier, there's a link to it. Now, the two officers answering questions on this audio are Bob Jordan, who's the Executive Vice President, Strategy and Planning, and Ron Ricks, Executive Vice President, Corporate Services and Corporate Secretary. Here it goes.
And we will go next to Ann Schrader with Denver Post.
There has been perhaps some misconceptions on the part of perhaps the Frontier people, particularly in the employees. Can you kind of walk through what you envision for the equipment and the people from Frontier?
Well, Ann, sorry, this is Bob. I didn't want to call out our names because a couple of the really good quotes from Ron last week were attributed to me. So, but as part of working through the due diligence in the last 10 days, you've got to work through a lot of things in terms of contracts and, as you said, assets, that kind of thing. And the biggest group is working through the fleet plan, and we still have some work to do. The bid that we submitted today anticipates that we will retain approximately 80% of the Airbus fleet and all of Lynx. So as part of working through that, in addition to that, Frontier will continue to operate post-close. So you've got to remember that this does not all transition to Southwest Airlines on day one. So if you think about the employee group, for example, Frontier needs employees to continue to operate in that period. As we move the fleet over a period of about 24 months from Airbus to Southwest Airlines Boeings, Southwest needs employees as well to operate. And we need to work, assuming we're the winning bidder, we need to work with Frontier management to work through a transition plan. And just to give you a little perspective on just the relative number of employees, Southwest Airlines on its own, without respect to Frontier, hires about 1,000 folks a year simply to replace attrition that we have, just to give you a little perspective in terms of our hiring.
And we'll go next to Mary Schlangenstein with Bloomberg News.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to ask, there's been some Frontier employee opposition. You've seen the comments about keeping the tails, things like that. Are you concerned at all that you would have some employee backlash similar to what happened with Delta's employees against the U.S. Airways offer?
Mary, this is Ron. We're always concerned about perceptions, particularly in the case of Frontier employees, but we're not surprised. These are very trying times in a very tough business. Frontier Airlines is up for sale in bankruptcy, and that creates a lot of uncertainty and a lot of nervousness, and it would be very surprising if Frontier employees did not have a lot of questions. Last week when we announced our initial indication of interest, we did not have a lot of detail, and we think and we hope that as the Frontier employees come to better understand the nature of our proposal, our goals and desires and hopes and aspirations for Frontier's future, that they will come to appreciate what Southwest Airlines is attempting to do here. The fact that some people have raised concerns is not surprising to us. We would have been surprised otherwise, frankly, given the difficult economic times that we're in together as all airlines are in, but in particular the difficult time that Frontier Airlines has had. So we're trying to address those concerns by informing people as best we can what we hope to do in Denver once we're the successful bidder.
And real quickly,
let me just add one thing. It's just important to note, I think, that just in the same way that Southwest Airlines employees love Southwest Airlines, I am sure Frontier Airlines employees love Frontier. And believe me, Southwest, we take no offense to Frontier employees demonstrating the fact that they love their company.
Are there any major assets that you would not buy under this bid?
Yeah, I think we, again, have we've done a lot. I'm sorry, this is Bob. We've done a lot of due diligence in the last 10 days, and there are a few things left to decide. The primary item, though, I would tell you, we've discovered as we work through the fleet plan, obviously the transition plan to move from Airbus to Boeing is very complicated to work through. Those orders or leases or aircraft that are owned play out over a period of time, and we've worked very hard on that. So I would say the primary asset are is the reduction in the Airbus fleet to about 80% of where it sits today, which I think is 51.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we will go next to Dan Reed of USA Today.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Dan.
Question on the fleet. When you reduce to 80% of the current Frontier fleet, if you could walk me through that, maybe I'm a little dense. I guess you can probably scratch the maybe on that. When you go to 80, are you going to continue operating 80% of the 51, which is going to be roughly 40 planes, post-closing? For 2 years, are you going to gradually work out of those as they come off lease or as you can negotiate out on those?
Yeah, Dan, this is Bob. You're not dense. You're very close. Our plan would be to operate about the 80% on day one. So there would be a number of aircraft rejected, which means you'd have sort of a literal drop to 40 or so in that time period. Then over the course of about 24 months, we would transition the remaining 40 from Airbus to Southwest Airlines Boeing fleet. And it's important also to remember that our intent is to continue to operate Lynx as well. And then just to talk for just a second about the markets. So what happens when you reduce to 40 or so? It's our intent to serve all of the markets that are served by both Frontier and Southwest today on day one. It's also our intent to add additional nonstop markets that are neither served by Frontier or Southwest today. Again, very early in the process.
And we will go next to Jay Gormley of CBS in Dallas.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing?
All right. Afternoon.
Thank you.
I got a question. There was a recent report in the Associated Press about 2 weeks ago talking about the fate of airlines, that there were less runs, less direct links. People were paying more fees, everything from bags. I know you guys don't charge bags for bags, but fees for everything. It was going to take more time to travel from point A to point B. You're going to require more connection. And basically, the story was you're getting less for more. And I was wondering why now take a chance in this economy, considering the fate of the airlines, the airline business, is not looking so bright in the coming months. And yet you're going to take this leap of faith and actually expand when other airlines are actually cutting back. Is this one of those philosophies where in the real estate market you buy low when the real estate market is down?
Well, Jay, a couple of things. I love the first half of the question. I actually love the entire question. I think you know the Southwest story. We are always prepared. We are the most profitable, financially successful airline in the history of the airline industry, most consistently profitable, great balance sheet, and well prepared to take advantage of an opportunity that presents itself in good times and bad. And this is a great opportunity. And again, Frontier is going to be sold. We didn't create this opportunity. This opportunity is here for Southwest Airlines. Back to the first part of your question. You're right. There are a lot of ways there are a lot of things in the airline industry today on average that I think the average consumer or traveler could be troubled with. And I'd like to contrast that against Southwest Airlines. So Southwest in Denver and in this transaction, which allows us to really increase our presence in Denver, we don't charge fees. So we don't have the first bag fee, the second bag fee. We are providing more, not less service. So it's our intent to provide more nonstop service, not less nonstop service out of Denver. More options. We provide wonderful customer service. We continue to rank at the top of the customer service rankings nearly every month. So this is a great way to bring even more of the great brand that we have to Denver.
And we will go next to Bill Zeeble of KERA Public Radio.
Just an obvious, quick, and simple question. This means what for customers? I mean, we can imagine increased options to fly to new places, but, you know, expand on that if you will, please.
Bill, the quick answer is it means more service and lower fares.
Right, expand on it.
Bill, this is Bob. It also means that the combined Southwest Airlines and Frontier in Denver can compete even more vigorously against the truly dominant carrier, which is United, and bring more low fares to the market.
And how important is that international element?
Frontier's international element?
Yes.
This is Bob. I think it's very important. We have talked a lot over the last 18 to 24 months about our interest in entering the near international markets, for example, Mexico. Frontier is there. So this gives us a fantastic way to learn and to some extent hopefully jumpstart that process. It's our intent to continue to serve those markets. Again, we have a lot to work through this fall and then into the transition over the 24 months, but it's our intent to use Frontier's experience really to jumpstart our ability to do some of those things.
And we will now go to Dan Webb of boardingarea.com.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. You did talk about the near international markets a little bit. One area where United flies, but Frontier and Southwest doesn't, is Canada. I think Vancouver, Calgary, and Toronto. Would you be interested in Canada, and does that affect the WestJet partnership at all?
This is Bob. It's a great question. And again, I would just reiterate that we are very interested in serving near international markets as Southwest Airlines. And it is our intent to continue to serve, whether it is day one or at the end of the 24 months, continue to serve the markets that Frontier serves today. And this does not distract from our code-share agreements with either WestJet or Volaris at all. We continue to be committed to those and excited about that beginning next year.
Okay, and then just one last quick question. As I was looking at some of the markets where Frontier and Southwest don't compete with United, a lot of it is simply where United has just regional service. Does this mean that maybe you want to try to expand links to compete with United in those markets?
This is Ron. Again, very insightful question. We found out that there are a large number of nonstop monopoly routes with high average fares, with United being the monopoly provider on those routes, including a lot of markets such as the ones you just described. So it does create a lot of growth opportunity for links. But there were a number of large mainline markets that are enticing to us as well, and some of those are included in our plan to expand new nonstop destinations right away that are not currently served by either Frontier or Southwest.
Oh, okay, and then last one, I promise. I know this is a little bit of a stretch, but one of those markets is Honolulu. Any chance?
I think the key word in your question was stretch.
Yeah, I thought it was worth a shot.
In terms of the distance required to be flown nonstop Denver Honolulu, the stretch for those the fleet that either one of us have.
All right. Well, thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll take another follow-up question from Ann Schrader with the Denver Post.
Okay, one more question. Frontier is on the A concourse in Denver, and you're on the C concourse. What about consolidation?
This is Ron again, and a great question. We haven't gotten quite there yet because, again, we're focused on the auction process, but these are the types of things that if we were successful, learning from our colleagues at Frontier, learning from our friends at DIA, there might be opportunities for efficiencies and economies of scale that would benefit both Southwest and Frontier as well as the airport. And we'd be happy to talk to them about it.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.